Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
It's the 30th anniversary of the Ride for Roswell, and we've got Dr. Johnson on the phone from the Ride for Roswell and Roswell Park. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just delightful. How are you guys?
Doesn't it feel like it's getting so close to the Ride for Roswell?
Oh, I know. I can feel it. It's, it's so exciting. June is always that exciting month, and we're like 30 days out, and it's the 30th day or 30th year for the Ride for Roswell. So big celebration for us this year.
History of the ride was started by Mitch Flynn back in 1996, long time ago, to get a way to get the community together to get around a united mission to end cancer. Can you explain what it feels like for all the events with the Ride for Roswell?
Well, you know, it's a for those of you that have not sort of been a part of it, I encourage you to just, even if you don't want to ride, just come out and get a sense of what it is. It's on a Friday. Friday is the celebration of hope, and Saturday is the ride day. I mean, here are all these people, 8,000 riders, all raising money, kids, of all ages, older individuals, young folks, no matter who it is, and they're all riding for someone because cancer touches all of us. And it has such an energy about it because it's a time when we all come together to celebrate those that celebration of hope on Fridays, to celebrate those that have beaten the disease, current cancer patients, and then on Saturday is when people are riding and raising money for cancer research.
There's an energy to it, even for people who just like their feet on the ground and want to volunteer.
Exactly. It's you can come and volunteer at the finish line. You can volunteer and give out T-shirts. There's just so many jobs. We have, thousands. Excuse me for my voice. We have thousands of people that volunteer for the ride, and we're so proud of that. It's really quite an event.
Our station has a goal of raising $5,000. What's the big goal?
Well, a big goal, it's so exciting this year, is we want to hit $6 million. And I think we can do it. I think we can. But we're so excited for you guys. I know that Nick is your captain.
Yeah.
And, the money that we raise, that's the other thing to spend just a minute on, is the money that we raise is so important because what it does is it funds innovative cancer research, things to get a project off the ground so that it can actually help patients. And examples of that are brain tumor vaccine called Cervaxim. And Cervaxim is a brain tumor vaccine that was funded totally from its inception, from in the laboratory, from the Ride for Roswell. It's currently in testing in over 25 sites around the country on fast track for FDA approval. Couldn't have done this without the Ride for Roswell. We have CAR T cell therapies.
What's that?
That are CAR T cells are these activated, CAR stands for, it's a science thing, chimeric antigen receptor, but there are these little activated cells that fight cancer. And for the first time ever, we're seeing cures in certain leukemias and lymphomas with this kind of therapy. And we're developing it. We have all these this new clean room facility funded by the Ride for Roswell. And these CAR T cells are being developed for solid tumors now. Very exciting. Pediatric cancers, we have prominence in that area. Kara Kelly, who's known around the country. And so these are, these things wouldn't happen without the Ride for Roswell. So, and I could go on and on. We don't have enough time for all the things I could talk about.
Doctor, there's so many different versions of cancer. I mean, cancer's cancer, but then there are different variations and versions.
Oh my goodness,
and some are rare and some are not. How do you keep track and focus on the big ones to go after? What draws your attention to a certain kind? Is it simply a numbers game?
No, I mean, you know, one of the things about being an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center, and, you know, we were just rated as exceptional by the National Cancer Institute, which is really quite an achievement for us and for Western New York. But one of the things about being an NCI-designated center is we have expertise in all of it. So we know, you know, even the rare cancers, you want to go to an NCI-designated center because you're going to find people that even though it is a rare cancer, they have experience with it. And if there would be something that is so rare that we don't have the expertise for it, we know the people that do, and we would send you there. That's the beauty of an NCI-designated center, is you kind of get us, and you get all the other NCI-designated centers if you needed them. So it's a, you know, that's really what distinguishes us here.
Why is it so important to have clean room funding?
So clean room, so when you're preparing cells, if you're taking cells from a person and you're activating them and giving them back to that person, and this is that curative therapy that I was mentioning, you have to prepare them in a clean room environment, because you certainly don't want some sort of bacteria or virus contamination of the cells when you're giving them back to a patient. So all these things have to be done in a very clean room environment. And so that's why we have this 20-room facility, so that we can accommodate all the patients and their needs.
You know, when I see a clean room, it reminds me of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. It's okay.
One of the things I love... Oh, go ahead.
No, no, I think it's always fun. You know, if somebody can understand or remember something through that mechanism, it always makes it a little more fun. So that's good. I like it.
So one of the unique things about Roswell is how doctors will sit down, not just one, but discuss a case and try to figure out the best course of action.
Yes. That's it's called a multidisciplinary approach. So I'll give you an example. A man presents with prostate cancer. For prostate cancer, many times you need a surgeon because you're going to have it removed. But then maybe you have, depending on your stage of disease, you may need to see a medical oncologist because you may need to, have some sort of drug or treatment therapy. You may have to have radiation therapy, so you need to have a radiation therapist. You need pathology because, you know, that's really one of the real keys is identifying what kind of prostate cancer is it. So that you can know exactly how to treat it. So that pathologist is involved. The radiologist who interprets the scans and the any sort of imaging that was done in the prostate. And so all those people come together to talk about your case. What do you think? Do you think we should do this? How should we, what should we offer the patient? How should we treat this patient? That's what you get at Roswell with multidisciplinary care, and that's true across disease sites.
And Dr. Johnson, quality of life programs, why are they so important?
Oh my goodness. Quality of life, you know, we want every patient that walks through our doors to walk out cured of cancer. And that's the goal for all of us. That's why we have the ride, discovering these new treatments and therapies. But unfortunately, there are still cancers that are very aggressive, and we don't have the appropriate treatments yet. And so quality of life in making sure that people are getting what they need to have the best quality of life is really important. Also, quality of life is also the kind of treatment that you choose. There are some treatments that are harder on people. Maybe they cause hearing loss, or they severely they do so much damage to you. Maybe they kill the cancer, but you're really left with a lot of other side effects that you just can't get rid of. And so understanding that and making sure that quality of life is always at the top, so that the patient is always at the top, is really important.
I mean, with the celebration of hope, which is the day before the ride, I feel like you need to hand out tissues.
Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. You are right about that. It's one of the most moving things because I get a little funny even talking about it, because it's the physicians and our patients that walk in. And then we light the torch, we show these inspirational videos, and if you can sort of stand there with totally dry eyes, you're pretty strong, I might say hard person, because it's very yeah. moving. It really touches everybody's soul, because, you know, we all have a story to tell.
For sure.
We all have somebody we know.
I would challenge anyone, like maybe right now, for somebody who's listening, who's never been, and everybody's invited to the Celebration of Hope.
Yes, if everybody.
If you're feeling numb about life right now, or feeling like there's no meaning, or you're just kind of like, why? Go to the Celebration of Hope, and it's like, and I mean this lovingly, it's like a slap in the face. Like, snap out of it. There is a lot to love and celebrate.
Yes, a lot to love and celebrate. And there are people out there, when you hear their stories, it's so inspiring, no matter what the situation. So, yeah, I agree with you. It is a wonderful thing to participate in.
Dr. Johnson, who should ride in the Ride for Roswell? What have you seen, your experience over the years, 30 years?
Well, you know, everybody should. There's a ride for everybody. We have a 3-mile ride. I mean, you could walk it if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a. Everybody can get out there. There are rides for every level. You can, if you're a cyclist. Oh, the most spectacular is to go over the Peace Bridge into Canada. You know, there's a 100-mile race that goes into the rural areas and then back. I mean, that's not for me, that's for sure, but so there's something for everybody, and even if you don't ride, say you got bad knees or you just have some issue, come and volunteer, shake the cowbells at the finish line, or help to serve food, or you know, all those things. Everyone can participate, and you know, it's a great couple of days.
I don't know who would say no to somebody that said, I'm riding in the Ride for Roswell, I need to raise $200. I don't know anybody that wouldn't.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Contribute to that.
I agree with you. And, you know, the thing that just makes your heart soar is that, you know, there are many rides across this country that have corporate sponsors, and they raise millions of dollars, and they're you know, they don't cater to the everyday person that rides. That's not this ride. These are people that, you know, and maybe and raising that $200, maybe they can't even get more than that, the minimum, but that's okay. It's still, you're there and you're participating, and it's a wonderful thing. And I think that if we will never lose that grassroots base that we have here. This ride is for all of us.
How does it feel when you're able to bring to Buffalo a researcher that has a lot of promising research going on, and they say, okay, we're going to come here and work on this?
Well, it's really, you know, you have to work hard to get those incredible people, because everybody wants them. During COVID, actually, I recruited Rainier Brentjens from Memorial Sloan Kettering. Rainier is a guy that originally discovered these CAR T cells. He's a giant. He's a superstar. And, you know, you might say, why in the world would he leave New York City? He'd been there for 23 years. Memorial Sloan Kettering, and come to Buffalo, New York.
Wow.
And the fact is when he came here to to sort of take a look, but I think he thought to himself, oh, yeah, I'll just go. It'll be interesting. COVID, I haven't traveled for a while. I'll just take a look, but I'm not going to move anywhere. And what he found when he came here is, oh, my goodness, who knew what was here in Buffalo, New York? And so I got his attention, and then he realized he could actually do more here than he can do in New York City. And then the other little fun thing is he's a Bills fan. Don't think I didn't capitalize on that
and, oh, yeah.
And you know, get him all excited about that. And he's now a season ticket holder, by the way. But so, you know, you got to do everything and anything. And what happens when you have Rainier Brenchens, because he came here, we got Peter Maslach from Memorial Sloan Kettering. We got Marco Davila from Moffitt. We got Brian Betts and Shonan Holtren from the University of Minnesota. We got Mark Fertini from Chicago. So that's what happens. It's like when you get Josh Allen, you get, you know, other people that want to come and play with him, and we get other people that want to come and work with Rainier. So it's a very exciting time here at Roswell.
What is it like, that moment when everybody's like, I think this is it. I think this might work.
Like a breakthrough moment.
Well, you know, I'm just the president and CEO, but I used to be a cancer center researcher and had a very active, well-funded laboratory. And I've never had a true eureka moment, but Dr. Brenchens describes this. When he was developing these CAR T cells, he and Marco Davila, Marco was at Memorial at the time, and these are for people with acute leukemia that they're gonna die. There is really no treatment for these individuals. And what happens when you have this acute leukemia is your bone marrow is packed cell to cell with leukemic cells, bad cells. So they treat the first patient with CAR T cells. They treat the patient with CAR T cells, one injection, and then you wait a certain period of time. And, you know, the patient maybe, you know, it's you can't really tell how they're feeling particularly, but you take a bone marrow and you put it under the microscope and you look. And Rainier describes the moment where he's looking in the microscope and they're looking at every field on this bone marrow slide and they can find no leukemic cells. They were gone.
Wow.
That patient was cured.
How do you look through the microscope when there's tears running down your eyes?
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, it was, you almost don't believe it. You almost think, oh my goodness, how could this be? Oh my goodness. Wow. Yes, I know. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And, you know, this is a story that, I mean, and this was not Rainier that did this, but Kara Kelly. We had when children are born with leukemia, you know, we do many wonderful things with leukemia in young kids where they're alive today because of the treatments that we have. But when you're born with leukemia, you have no chance to survive. You'll be dead probably within a week or two, maybe a month. And so this was before Rainier was even here, and when CAR T cells, they were approved in adults, but they were not approved for kids. And so we had an acute leukemic child that was born. There was nothing that Kara could do for this child, and so she asked whether the parents would be interested in having it's called compassionate use, where you were going to give CAR T cells to this child. It's not FDA approved, but sometimes they give permission to do this to save the life of a child or a person. It's called compassionate use. You do this within 24 hours because you don't have time. So they did this, got approval. She got the cells. She just celebrated I think she's 5 years old now. She's cured.
You just gave me the chills.
I know. I mean, it gives me the chills. So that's the power of these cells, and that's the power of these treatments. And so that's why we're so excited about the promise of this.
The treatments don't happen unless they're funded, and the funding happens by events like Ride for Roswell.
Exactly, right.
It's amazing what this city is able to raise with the Ride for Roswell, because there's big cities that can't do what we do.
I know. It's amazing. That's what I'm saying. People come out for this. They, you know, there are people that do have been doing this every year, probably for the 30 years, and they're dedicated to this. And you know, when you come and you see, everybody has, we always have a T-shirt contest because everybody has a different T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll have grandma on it, or they'll have their sister or their parents or their daughter or something that they're raising money for. It's just awe-inspiring that we are able to, you know, in the city of Buffalo, we're not a great big city, and it's amazing. It just shows we are the city of good neighbors. There's no question about it.
I can't think of a cooler thing to do than raise money and know it's directly going to a cure.
Yep, and it's going to help people. You're going to change people's lives. So it is.
That's a good day.
Exciting.
That is very
good. Very
exciting.
It is a good day. And it's 30 years of 30 good days with the Ride for Roswell.
Yes.
You know?
Indeed. The only time, you know, during COVID, we had, we still had the ride. We
virtual. Yeah.
It was virtual and people could sort of do their own thing. But yeah, so we've been there every year. And actually, we raised a fair amount of money those years, even though it was COVID.
Something to be so proud of. How many people over the years have done the Ride for Roswell, if you were to total it all up?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'll have to get that number. I mean, it's 8,000. We can't safely have 8,000 riders because of, you know, we're very conscious about safety. We have patrols. We have people that are out with safety tents and people resting and all that stuff. So 8,000, but we've had 8,000 riders probably for the last at least 15, 20 years. So I'll have to see what the numbers would be because, yeah, that's pretty amazing. And some are repeat riders, obviously, but some people aren't. They're new riders.
Mm-hmm. What's the snack situation at the rest stops?
Oh, my goodness sakes. So there's a legendary rest stop. It's the West Her rest stop that is legendary for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Now, I don't know about you. I mean, I like a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but these, there's just something about them. They're really good, and they make hundreds and hundreds of these sandwiches, and Scott Beeler's always there. And Brad Hafner, and it's just a wonderful festive event. But yeah, you got to have a PBJ.
I could picture Scott buying the premium peanut butter and premium jelly to make those PBJs.
Exactly.
He's a guy who cares.
They're delicious. They're delicious.
I'm so happy to be part of it this year and to be leading the KISS team. And anybody that wants to join up, you can do it on our website, kiss985.com, and do the Ride for Roswell to understand where the money goes when you do raise the money, because it's a bit of a lift, not just the ride, but the money raising.
It is.
It goes to a great cause.
But
it really does.
It's a ride, not a race, and so everybody wins.
You don't have to go the 100 miles.
No, you don't have to do the 100 mile. And, you know, TOPS provides, we have all the riders. We get a wonderful lunch. There's donuts in the morning. TOPS is such a wonderful.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of nom-nom.
Yeah. They're wonderful. We have great sponsors for this event. So it's just great. Everybody comes out.
We're so excited to be part of the Ride for Roswell. And here's to, I know it's a big goal, but I think we can do it if everybody just joins in. $6 million is the goal. And just if you get asked and you've got some extra money, I can't think of a better way to fill your bucket than helping support this. Congratulations on almost 30 years. That will happen at the
Thank
end of
you.
This month. And we're looking forward to the Ride for Roswell.
Thank you. Nick, Janet, thank you so much. I really appreciate all that you do. And Kisses, you know, we love you guys. You guys are wonderful.
Thank
well,
you,
we
Dr.
love being
Johnson.
Part of it. Rideforroswell.org if you want to be part of it. It's KISS 98.5.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.